So today I thought I would take a minute and tell you guys my testimony. Talk to you about, just a little bit, because it's a really long story, about how I went from being what I would call a cafeteria Catholic, kind of picking and choosing the things of the church that I wanted to believe in a way. And I know there's Catholics out there who do this still. And it's an easy trap to fall into depending on who like your group is. If you're hanging out with traditional Catholics or hanging out with Catholics who more ascribe to, well, that's an old rule or that's a rule made up by men. Anyway, but my journey from that to today, to being what I would consider a traditional Catholic.
Welcome to What Laura Likes, the podcast that helps you pursue the narrow path. Here you can find content regarding Catholicism, both for those new to the faith, as well as those of you looking to go deeper. You will also find content on the vocation of marriage, including motherhood and homeschooling. This audio is taken from a previously published YouTube video that was either highly popular or I thought would translate well to audio. If you'd like to see the video for this and other episodes, you can head to my YouTube channel, What Laura Likes. Please be sure to subscribe to this podcast and leave a review if it adds value to your life. Also, consider supporting this podcast on Patreon to help it continue. You can find out more about me or contact me by heading to my website, whatlauralikes.com, or following me on Instagram at whatlauralikes18. Enjoy the show.
Hey guys, Laura here from What Laura Likes. Now, I will say that the main reason why I was a cafeteria Catholic is because I did not know any better. I did not understand the whys of our church. And the beautiful thing about Catholicism is that there is a why for every single rule that the Catholic Church puts in place. Everything can be tied back to both Holy Scripture and Holy Tradition. And, I mean, even like the Old Testament. So that's another video about like why all Catholics should understand the Old Testament, because it deepens your faith. What I want to do in this video is talk a bit about like my childhood growing up, like kind of hit the different decades maybe, and then talk to you about how I made that transition and a bit about what my life looks like today, like on a daily basis in terms of my prayer life and the way I look at things differently. So with that started, I was born in 1983. And I am a cradle Catholic, so I've been Catholic my whole life. I was baptized a few months later, even though I think my dad did an emergency baptism in the hospital because I was almost three month early NICU baby. I was baptized in the spring and always enjoyed my faith. I remember my first Holy Communion was like the best day of my life. I just felt the Holy Spirit that day. I felt such a beautiful peace. The world like literally felt like it was shining for me. The birds were singing. It was really beautiful. I kind of liken it to how St. Therese felt when she took her holy orders and how, you know, everything just kind of was right with the world, the way the weather was and just everything. It was just a really, really beautiful day for me. So throughout my childhood, I really held to what I could of like loving Jesus. But no one ever taught me that whole idea of having like a personal relationship with Jesus. And I didn't understand things like the catechism. I didn't know what that was, like what that book was. It was on our shelf, but I never saw anyone pick it up. And that's not to like upset my parents, but I just didn't see anyone reading Catholic literature. My mom says now that she was subscribed to a Catholic magazine, but I just didn't know that. I remember when I was younger, like Chloe's age, I would bring home these little like do with your family activities. And I would be really excited to dive deeper into the gospel with my family. And my family just didn't have any interest in sitting around the dinner table, like talking about these discussion questions. You know, I went to a secular school. And so anyway, the highlight of my week was going to religious education classes. I just soaked it up. I remember when I was in middle school, I begged to go to a Catholic high school, but it just wasn't in the budget. So going through life, as I got older and things started to come up on the examination of conscience that I didn't agree with, I would ask my parents for guidance and they also like didn't agree with it. You know, most of my friends were Protestant, and what I saw from them was that they were getting these like they were getting to go to these like Bible studies during lunch, and they were doing these prayer circles around the flag, and they seemed so on fire for God. And here I was at the Catholic Church having the true presence and totally 100% agreeing with the true presence of Christ. But I was lacking something because those Christian friends of mine were way more on point with their virtues and their understanding of like a personal relationship with God. There is so much beauty in the Protestant churches in terms of like simplifying it down so that instead of it being about rules, which unfortunately that's like kind of how I saw Catholicism as a teen, it became much more about like your relationship with God and what that means and what He's calling you to do. As I grew older, I don't know if I distanced myself from God, but I didn't read the Bible outside of church. I longed for something. And then when my parents divorced when I was 18, I was so hurt that I ran towards Ryan, really, and longed for that family. And had I had a better relationship with Jesus and Mary, I think that would have been a different process. But, you know, thank God that everything has worked out so beautifully with Ryan and our story. But I did kind of prematurely look to him as my family in that moment when my own secular, you know, nuclear family was falling apart. And if you're a child of divorce, you know that like your whole world completely upsides down. And, you know, now with my faith now, like any challenge that comes my way, I know I can handle it because I have that personal relationship with God. So as Ryan and I were like moving forward through the years, I was still seeking. And I found Protestant books. Don't ask me why. I found like Joyce Meyer. Beth Moore kept coming up, but I honestly couldn't stand her. My mother-in-law was Protestant at the time. And so she was kind of helping me, but of course through that Protestant lens. And everything felt so simple. And then my friend who was Protestant actually was reading Pope John Paul's book. I think it was Pope John Paul or Pope Benedict's. And that, I tried reading it and it was so heavy. And I was like really impressed that my friend was reading it, but I wasn't there. I couldn't understand this whole kingdom of God. The first chapter, I think, was like all about the kingdom of God and where that talks about in the Bible. And it was just heavy for me. Even though I had been catechized my whole childhood, I didn't even know what the kingdom of God was. I couldn't wrap my head around that idea. I don't even know what we talked about in religious ed. I just remember it being like social hour for me because I was really shy at my school. But then among Catholics, I felt like I could be my true self. Okay, so let's just fast forward. So, you know, Chloe's born and I have Chloe. We get her baptized. We're going to Mass every Sunday at this point. Maybe once in a while I miss it. I'm going to confession maybe once a year. Maybe if my dad came to visit and he was like, I want to go to confession, we'd go with him. Ryan was still finding his way. Confession was not something ever emphasized in our church. Then we join the military and we get Neil baptized. Again, still kind of a Sunday Catholic. So then Ryan deploys and I'm needing something more, right? And my mother-in-law, and so I start working out. And my mother-in-law's like, are you working out like more than you're praying? And I was just like, yeah, whatever. Working out's like making me feel better. And I don't understand this whole personal relationship with God. I just didn't. And so I'm listening to Protestant podcasts like Inspired Action. And there's another mom one. She had like a bunch of boys and she was struggling. And so these Protestant moms were talking about how their faith was getting them through these hard times. And I was listening to like Shailene Johnson. She talked about her faith a little bit. And I was listening to Jen Stambro. It was like my favorite artist at the time. And her songs were great, you know, and like really got me thinking about Jesus. And so I would say that while Ryan was deployed, I was moving. But again, I was still moving in like this Protestant realm where I was going to church, receiving Jesus, going to confession once a year like I'm supposed to, and teaching my children about Jesus. But again, I'm teaching them prayers and things. But for my own spirituality, it was still kind of stuck in this Protestant realm. So Ryan gets back. We get out of the army. We move in with his mom. And we start going to the church. I loved his church in Oregon. Oh my gosh, it's such a beautiful church. And the priest was so on fire. So I would go by myself every Sunday. Sometimes my mother-in-law would come with me. She was still Protestant at the time. She's Catholic now, which, I mean, she's always been Catholic, but she's reverted and it's beautiful. It's taken our relationship to a whole other level. I just, oh my gosh, the joy it has brought me to have her revert. Like, it's a blessing for me, and I know that she's excited about it. But anyway, so that's a side note. So I started reading the daily readings and just using the Wadi app. And I was like, okay, I can do this. And so that was, and I was trying to write like reflections from the heart. And then I don't remember which one came first. If I started like praying the rosary or I started listening to Catholic radio, but like you guys know, but like I came and stumbled across Catholic radio on my way to or from Eugene. I can't remember. And I, like, my jaw dropped to the floor. I'm going to cry. I'm like literally going to cry. I had no idea that there was this resource out there that would take anything I lacked and would speak to me on this like one-on-one level about my faith in a way I had never been introduced to it before. It tied in Old and New Testament. It tied in all the whys that I didn't understand and didn't know how to look for and had been longing for. All of a sudden, I understood things like the Last Judgment and our death and Memento Mori and just all of these beautiful ideas of the church, of, you know, why we're asked to be celibate until marriage, why we're asked to organize ourselves, right? Have an ordered life. Like, it all just came flooding in every time I listened to Catholic radio. And through Catholic radio, I found Catholic books, I found Catholic authors, I found relevant radio, because modern day radio in Oregon is, I want to say, one of the best local radio Catholic radio programs. I absolutely love modern day radio. Through them, I found out about relevant radio, and so then I downloaded the app, and it's all from there, right? It's all history from there. But that, to me, was God finally hitting me. And then as I started thinking through my past and the sins I had done, they just hit me like a wave of sorrow. It was so talk about true contrition. So I almost wanted to make an appointment with a priest, but I was like, I can wait. Like, when I realized some of the things I really needed to confess. And I ran to confession that Saturday. Like, we were in the middle of a party, and I went to confession. I was like, I gotta leave, like, at 3 o'clock to go do this. So I'm reading the daily readings. I'm going to confession when I need to, which isn't regular. We moved here, and we started watching the show Real Life Catholic. It was the first season. And I remember we watched the episode on death, and there was this woman who had cancer, and she had, like, 4 children. And she was so joyful, she knew she was going to die. She was like doing whatever she could to stay here on earth and raise her children, but she was like, this is on God's hands. And one thing I noticed about her is that their house was like covered in religious artifacts, like images. Like, wherever you look, there was Jesus or Mary. And I realized that that was such an important thing that we were lacking, because the images constantly bring you back to God. I can look around and see family photos, and that will bring me back to that moment. But if I look at a cross or an image of the Last Supper or like an image of like one of the scenes from the rosary, I'm just brought to that moment in time. It's like a dual time thing, right? In that moment and the now, and how that's applied to me in this very moment. So I started wearing the miraculous medal. I asked for one for Christmas. I got it shortly after, and I know that this has affected so much. And there's a book on the Miraculous Medal, and I'll put this down below. I haven't read it yet, but it's on my, I think I'm going to read it after I finish St. Therese's Story of a Soul, because there's so much grace here. It's not like a lucky charm, but, you know, Mary is like with me. So anyway, things just kind of started flooding. I started the YouTube channel. I found Heather's channel. So that was, I guess, the next thing. So I found Catholic radio, and then I found Heather's channel, Catholic Mom's Life. And it's so humbling as a YouTuber when you find out that someone's life has been changed from you, by you. But I don't know why it's surprising, because that's exactly what happened when I found Heather. Like, she was that one Catholic mom on YouTube that I could at least find that was showing what it looked like to be a Catholic woman and to be a devout Catholic woman. And so when she was talking about her miraculous medal, when she was talking about the images of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, when she started talking about all these things that I didn't know. I didn't know like what they meant. And that got me realizing how little I did know about my faith. And so through like starting my own YouTube channel a year ago, and then through learning these about these other women who were leading, you know, converts that were leading a more devout life than I was, really helped me kind of move forward fairly quickly. I felt like the Holy Spirit just kind of set my heart on fire, and these other women kept kind of bolstering it, and like God just kept kind of pushing me forward, like, find out about this, find out about that. And then, you know, I started listening to like Patrick Madrid, and there's a lot of apologetics there, and all Catholic radio is full of apologetics. There's a show for you, I promise. If you want more heartfelt stuff, there's stuff out there about like the nitty gritty of relationships and things, but there's also this really lovely intellectual side of Catholic radio, or just what's the content that's out there. Now, as a Catholic, and you guys know this if you watch my videos, but my whole goal is to be a saint. And that sounds so egotistical when I say it out loud. And trust me, I'm going to cry again. It's not egotistical at all. Like, I don't feel like a saint. I don't ever think I'm going to get there. Like, but I hope to get there. I have hope in God's promise that we can all be saints. What I've come to realize is, even though the idea of becoming a saint seems lofty and impossible, that God can do anything with us. The person I am today is not the person I was a year ago or 2 years ago. And you can say that. I mean, people in the secular world say, well, I grow too. Sure. But this isn't just growing mentally or emotionally. This is like literally in the core of who you are. And Jesus is constantly showing me where I fall and where I fail. And I'm having to face that on a daily basis, pick up my crosses, and try to make my life and my family's life better, right? So that I can fulfill my vocation. There's so much to be said about where I'm at right now. Just really quickly, every single morning I sit down with God and I pray. I've started praying the morning offerings. I started praying the Psalter throughout the day. I never hit all seven, but I really, really love sitting down with that throughout the day and spending that time with God, going through those prayers. They're so beautiful. Say them out loud. They're so beautiful. I will link down below the book I use, as well as the Laude app has them. And the Laude app tells you like what time traditionally they're each prayed. What else do I do? I pray the rosary daily. I have started praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet daily again as well at 3:00. I absolutely love praying with Relevant Radio. You can email Drew your prayer request for the chaplet, and he will take those to the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and we all pray together. It's really powerful. I do the morning readings, or the daily readings, at least once a day, and then I'll usually read a reflection on those, and I try to do Saint of the Day as well, if I can remember. It gets to be a little bit of a much. At some point in the afternoon, I like to sit down and read for like 30 minutes some kind of book on Catholicism. So like right now I'm reading Story of a Soul, or I'll pick up the Bible and just read. Like, I wanted to read through Sirach, because it's such a good book. So I hope that this testimony helps you see that no matter where you are in your spiritual walk with Jesus, there's always a way to get to where you want to be. If you look at somebody and say, why do they have so much peace? Or why do they have so much joy? Or why are they so unshakable? Or why don't they complain more? Their lot seems hard. Or whatever it is, you can get there, and you can ask Jesus for help. I know that frequent confession helps me, and I know that a lot of you, confession can give you such terrible feelings. Just offer that suffering up, and I'll do another video about what that means, offering your suffering up. Go anyway. You know, the Litany of Humility has helped me tremendously in terms of getting over my fear of humiliation. Like, I definitely had that. Now I just do it anyway. And just know that like God will help you get to where you want to be if you want to go there. But you have to ask Him. You have to open your heart and let Him fill you with that fire. I love the image that Jesus' love is this like furnace St. Trez talks about it. Our priest just yesterday on Ash Wednesday, he talked about rendering open our soul and allowing God to inflame that possibly that smoldering ember, you know, in there, or just that little bitty fire, and just send it ablaze. Jesus said, I've come to set the world on fire, and how I wish it was already ablaze. He wasn't talking about our fire. He's talking about the fires in our souls. He wants everybody to be, you know, so on fire that they do have that relationship with Jesus. Now I have that relationship with Jesus. You guys, you're supposed to be in love with Jesus. You are supposed to just want to do everything for his glory just to make him happy. Like, it's not about us. It's about him and the fact that he is so good to us. He is so merciful and so loving that whatever little works that we can do to show him our gratitude and our love for him back, they'll never be enough, but they'll also never be like unappreciated, and it will make your life that much better. So I think I'm gonna end it there. I don't know, I could probably go on and on about where I'm at right now. You guys, let me know if you have any questions or comments, or if you have ideas for future videos. I want to put my story out there as much as possible so that it can possibly call you closer to God. Because in this Lenten season, that is the whole point of the prayer, almsgiving, and fasting, is just to die to ourselves, die to the comforts that we have, that we want, to die to our selfishness, die to our lust, die to whatever it is that you are struggling with. Die to it and embrace Jesus full force, and you will never have as much peace and joy as you do when you submit. So if you're not going to Mass on Sundays, go to Mass on Sunday. Show Jesus that you love him enough to be there, and he will love you in return by being truly present in the Eucharist. You know, if you're not praying every day, turn the TV off, put the cell phone down, close your eyes, put your hands together like this if you need to, if you need that like tactile, and just ask God to help you pray. Or get a Catholic prayer book and start just reading through the prayers. Trust me, you will be inspired by the words that other people, other saints have written. Get a book of saint quotes and just know that our brothers and sisters in Christ up in heaven that are praying for you right now, they are urging you to be saints. They want to, that's all of their life was an example for us. And that, I have to say, that was one of the big turning points for me, was realizing that we were called to be saints.
Thanks for listening. I hope this episode has blessed you. For more like this, head over to my YouTube channel, What Laura Likes. Be sure to subscribe, review this podcast, follow me on Instagram, and visit my website, whatlauralikes.com, for more info about what I do. Until next time, continue to know, love, and serve God. Pax Christi.